again, and welcome to IBC. This is our time in the Word. It's always important to have a time in the Word when we come to worship God. We can sing, pray, but we need some food. We need some food to sustain us during the day, during the week, and during our Christian life. This morning, I'm going to share a short sermon on faith and versus works. Please excuse my English. If you didn't get the word because I couldn't pronounce it well, I beg for patience, and I apologize in the beginning. So we're going to talk about faith and or versus work. I chose that topic, and in the title I intentionally put and versus, just to show the different sides or the different ways I'm going to talk about the topic in the sermon. We'll talk about faith and work, how the two relate to each other. But I will also talk about the question of if we have faith, do we then not need work anymore? Or do we only need work and leave faith? So this is why you have and versus in the title. Before I start, let us pray. Father, I'm grateful to you this morning. It is a high privilege to share your word to your wonderful people, the people I cannot support, but you know why they are here this morning. And Lord, whenever I have to share the word, I just look at the people and think, what can I give them, Lord? I have nothing to give them, but you, the one that have saved them, you have something for them this morning. And this is why I pray that you will rise beyond my limitations, beyond my weaknesses, that not by strength, not by work, but by faith and by your spirit alone, your word be preached this morning in your name. Amen. So I'm going to share on a topic which is not less important on the Christian faith or in the Christian life, because faith is the basic thing that makes the difference between us believers and non-believers. We have faith in God, something which is invisible. And because of the fact that faith is invisible, most of the time people find it not practical, not being able to believe in God. So faith is really important because it marks our identity as believers. It makes a difference between us and those who don't have faith in Jesus. But one can have faith in Jesus, but some people have faith in other things or in other gods or in themselves. But everybody has faith in something, something he or she thinks is important in life. So it is an important topic because it helps us to see and understand the main difference between Christianity and the conception of salvation in most of other religions. While we as Christians are convinced that we are saved by faith, most religions teach that we are saved by works. But works are not so important that they take the place of faith in some religions. We can even say that doing good, this is works, good deeds, has become a religion by itself for people who claim they are not religious. Even those who try to say they don't believe in God, if you look closer, you will find that their religion has become just doing good. But still, we have to define what good is. And the topic good deeds, works, and faith is also important because it is one of the less things that most people agree on. Whether you meet Muslims or non-believers or enemies in Africa, most people are convinced that we should do good. Most people agree that it is good to do good. But problems start, our opinions differ, if we have to define what then is good. The passage we are going to read this morning, I chose two passages to show the two sides of the topic. The first one is from the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Romans chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. So in the NIV, the passage is entitled, Abraham Justified by Faith. Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. And the second passage is from James. You find James after Hebrews. James chapter 2, from verses 14 to 26. The passage is entitled in the NIV, Faith and Deeds. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by deeds. You believe there is one God? Good. Even demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person. Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Whenever I have to read that passage in James, I find it so clear in the topic that I sometimes think, like, do we need to preach about it? It is clear what John says about faith and deeds. But nevertheless, when I look back to my life as a Christian, as a young believer, young believers most of the time struggle with passages in the Bible, which, if we don't read them deeply, might seem like contradictory. For example, we read Paul saying, you are saved by faith alone. Forget about works. And then we hear James saying, faith alone, without deeds, is dead. I mean, in the first time, we might have the impression that this passage contradicts each other. But if we read closer and deeper, we will understand that they complete each other. I'm going just to make a difference between these two passages and take them in their context and say something about, first, faith and justification. In the beginning, I mentioned that doing good works is seen by many people in other religions as a means of salvation. For example, I just remember some years ago, I was watching TV a young man who could swim well, saved a young girl who was drowning in the water, and when he came out, they handed to him a certificate for the good work he had done, and they asked him, how do you feel about what you have done? What he said was like, he said, I think this certificate is my ticket for paradise. He was convinced that the good work he did was the ticket that will save him. And it is not seldom to see in social media how people, for the less things they do, film it. They film it to show the world that they are good people. They film it to get likes on Facebook. They film it because they are convinced that they have done something good, people need to appreciate it, and some are convinced that because of the good that they have done, they will be saved. If you ask a Muslim, for example, who will be saved or what should you do to be saved? The answer is often the one that is good, the one that does good. But the Bible is clear at this point. We need to make a difference between the place of good in our life as Christians. What is the place of good deeds in our life as Christians? The Bible says and teaches that we are justified by faith alone, not by good deeds. So we need to understand that when it comes to justification, when it comes to salvation, we cannot be saved by good deeds. One of my best examples when it comes to the keeping of commandments, when it comes to doing good, if I have to share the gospel with people, one of my best examples is I ask them, do you know the story of Eden in the garden? And if they say yes, I ask them, how many commandments did Adam and Eve have to keep? How many commandments did God give them to keep? It was only one commandment, but they were not able to keep that one commandment. What does that mean for us? The Bible is the word of God. If we take the Bible, we can even say that the whole Bible is a commandment. And it is a book of 66 books. If Adam and Eve were not able to keep one commandment, we need to think about whether the idea of being saved by good works stands if we look in our daily life. Romans chapter 3 verse 28 says, for we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Justification is acquired by faith. Galatians chapter 2 verses 15 to 16. We know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. No one will be justified by the works of the law, because we are unable to keep them. It is not about the commandment, it's about grace, it's about justification by faith in the redemption work of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. This is not something you have earned. This is not something you have gained by your own strength. This is not something you have worked for or can work for. This is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So we are saved by faith. Does that then mean that we should stay at home and not work anymore? Because basically we are saved. Our name is written in the book of life, as said in Revelation, the day we confess Jesus as our Savior. What role or what is the function of faith then in the life of somebody who is already saved? Because quite often when I confront people in sharing the gospel, if you ask the question, are you a Christian? The answer is, of course I am one. I have been baptized. as if the baptism certificate was the ticket to enter paradise only, and that because we are saved, we can stay at home. My question to you, why are you here this morning then? We are saved. Basically, we can stay at home and just wait the day the Lord will come back or the day he will call us. But the Bible continues by teaching that there is a time between the moment we are saved and the moment we meet God. And we can compare it to the moment the children of Israel were in the desert. God brought them out of Egypt. They were not slaves anymore. But there was a time between the work in desert and the time to arrive in Canaan. And in our lives as believers, after we have been saved, we have a time here on earth. We have a time we are going to live here before being with the Lord. And for that time, the Bible commands in Romans 1 verse 17, the righteous will live by faith. So we do not only need faith to be saved, but after we have been saved, we are going to live by faith, not by works, not living by sight, but to live by faith. So we are justified by faith in the redemption work of Jesus Christ. And the Bible continues by teaching, we should have confidence. We should live with confidence and with assurance, as said in Hebrews chapter 1. It defines faith as the confidence in what we hope. What do we hope? We hope one day to be with Jesus. Even though in our day it might happen to us that we might sin, but we have that confidence that it does not depend on us, that our salvation is kept in a place where there is no thief to steal it from us. So we should live by faith with that confidence, not in the fear that our salvation can be withdrawn back from us, but live in confidence and in assurance that we are saved, even though we do not see it in practical way yet. So we preach even by faith. We are not preaching here because we know much about the word of God. It is by faith whenever you have to share the gospel with your friends or with your colleagues. It is by faith that we are living. Even though the Bible teaches that we shall live by faith, and I believe, and I have seen it, it is not unusual to see believers knowing or having accepted the truth that they are justified by faith. But still, in many areas of our lives, we put faith aside and try to make things run by work. This might be in families, in marriages, or in our relationships, or at our place of work. Living by faith means we put total confidence in God to do that thing that we are unable to do. So it is possible for a saved person to still try to manage or to still try to live by work, to still try to define whether he is a better Christian than another person because he is fasting twice a month or maybe a week, or because he is praying 6 hours. Not that there is something wrong about it, but we live by faith, not by works. One important thing about faith is the Bible says that without it, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have a God that has a relationship with us. He lives with us. When I discuss with my Muslim friends, when I want to maybe put them to say something, I tell them most of the time that, you know, my God is a living God. He is not a God that just gives me this book and say, the commandments are in here, you will live by them, I will see you when you die. But our God is a living God. He lives with us every day. And if we want to have a good relationship with him, if we want to please him, The Bible says we need faith. We need to have confidence, not in ourselves, but in Him. We need to be assured that He will do what He promised. I don't know what you need to please your children, to please your spouse, to please your boss, to please your neighbors. But I can tell you what you need to please God, not I. But the Bible says, for without faith, you cannot please God. You need faith. Not only are you saved by it, not only you have to live by it, but you need faith to please God. Now to the second section of the sermon concerning deeds, good deeds. What is then the place of good deeds or works in relation to what I have just mentioned? So what is the place of works? We are saved, we live by faith, we please God by faith. So can we throw out our good works through the window? James comes up with something very important. James teaches and says, faith alone is not sufficient. Faith alone is sufficient for salvation, but it is not sufficient for a balanced Christian life, for a life of a believer that pleases God. And that's why James teaches that it is not bad to have faith, but you need to add good works to your faith. You are saved. There is no discussion about that. Your faith alone saves you. You are justified by that. You live by that. You can please God by that. But to have a good Christian life that pleases God more, you need to make your invisible faith visible through the good deeds that you have to do in your life. So now I'm going to mention five facts about faith and deeds. First thing is, James says that faith without works is dead. So our faith should be alive because God is alive. So God, that is invisible, made himself visible to the world through creation and through Jesus himself. So the Bible says that Jesus was the perfect representation of his being. So if we believe in God, that is good, we need to make our faith visible in our daily life through good deeds. The second point is, good deeds are a consequence of salvation and not a mean of salvation. We are not good because we want to be saved, but we are good because we are saved. We are not gentle because we want to get marks in heaven, but we are good because our names are already written there and we want to make the invisible God visible through our good works. So good deeds, good works will not lead us to salvation. We can't acquire, we can't get salvation because of good deeds. And it is sad to say that even among some Christians, good deeds are sometimes so focused that we accept the idea that we are saved by justification, by faith. But people are pushed to do good. You need to do good so that you are saved or so that your sins will be forgiven. This is false teaching, and it is our duty as leadership of this church to make you know what is false teaching. The Bible says we are justified by faith, and that the good deeds that we have in our life are not to save us, but they make our invisible faith visible. So if good works are a consequence of salvation, think about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Kindness, gentleness, peace, and so on. And look at the life of the Apostle Paul, somebody who was a persecutor of the church. And after his encounter with Jesus, it was the same person that was transformed. The consequence of his salvation was good deeds. He became a good person in the eyes of God, maybe not anymore in the eyes of those who sent him, persecute the believers. So the third point is, good deeds are the visible realization of our invisible faith, as I said. And last point about it is, the good deeds should remind the world or the unbelievers of the one God who is good all the time. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was teaching. He was saying in Matthew 5, verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and do what? And glorify your Father in heaven. The simplest example to understand the place of good deeds in our life as believers is just like the mirror. If I have a mirror here and Frank projects a light, the mirror will reflect the light to that side. So through our good deeds, we should reflect how good God is and to help people to see God that is invisible through us and his creatures and his servants. Now to conclude, I would like to conclude with some questions. Some questions we need to ask ourselves whenever we read the Bible, whenever we read a Bible passage, or whenever we listen to a sermon. We should ask ourselves some questions in the end. And I would like to help you with the questions this morning. The first one is, which kind of Christian are you? Are you the one that says, faith alone, I am justified, I can stay at home, I don't need to go to church, my name is written in the book of life? Or are you the kind of Christian that you accept that you are saved by faith, but you lay such a focus on work that you judge those who do not have good deeds? Or maybe you are not one of them. Maybe you don't know Jesus yet. And maybe you have been living, thinking you need to do good before or for you to be saved. And this morning you have heard that justification cannot be acquired by good deeds or by works, but it is by faith. So which action will the sermon need you to take this morning? You have faith, please add good works, good deeds to your actions. What are the good deeds? The good deeds for a believer is what the Bible, what God calls good. You can visit a brother in this time of social distancing. You can have fellowship with others in the church. You can pray for those who are suffering. You can support the church financially. You can support a brother in need. There are many ways we can add good deeds to our life of faith. And maybe you are from the last group that I mentioned. You are not a believer yet. Or maybe you are living on the false conception of salvation. The step you will need to take is to understand that you are saved by justification through faith. But only through your faith, God will save you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are such a loving God. And whenever we think about salvation, I think like, have you not opened the door of salvation by faith, by grace? Where would we have been, Lord? We would have never been able to be saved, Lord. And this morning we want to thank you that you have justified us and that you have given us salvation as a gift. I pray for our church, Lord, that we should not live by faith only, that we should add good deeds to our faith. And I pray for anyone who is listening to this sermon now or will listen to it at a later time, who does not know you, Lord, that you will help them to seek for salvation by faith and not by works. in your name. Amen.